Happy weekend to all my clients around the world and you who listen to my podcast. I want to explain a little bit about how it is to be a coach and a fitness friend for you who have a lot of things you want to work on to have that balance in life, to think that, you know, it's just about finding that way to eat and enjoy moderation and that shouldn't be that hard. So you have the same goal over and over, trying and do it again. And then I realized that nobody really wants to go and seek out and listen to the education, the information that I put out there for free, because you're still not interested enough to go find your way. Because if you do find out how are you going to stop? How are you going to not do it? How can you live with yourself knowing the way and you're not going to do it? So that is a fear of failure that many keep up and hold it, so you kind of want to run away. Being a coach who's a solitary person who love my own time and need a lot of that, the way I coach is mass coaching in the FD8 pretty much, and then the VIPs get a little bit more. But that is definitely not a way of having a chit-chat situation every day. Because here's the thing you gotta know in reality, that I am just like everyone else, just one person. And I have limited time how much I can give to each one. In general, nobody thinks there's an investment to make in yourself, because you, in general, as a regular people, just think I'm just a nutrition or fat loss. When you need something with your body, then you're interested. And when you want to have your balance or your life or don't want to talk about fitness, then you kind of don't think I have a purpose anymore. Now, with my VIP coaching, I have really got into your minds, because you realize what you think is a fitness coach in me is a life coach. That you don't have a friend in your corner who can listen to you, who have the time or interest. So you sit there with all your thoughts and then wonder, how can I think? What do I do? So you want to know how to have my strong mind, but you don't want to grow it, you don't want to become or work for it, you just want to be, like, automatic. And that's the thing, I just have to say that this oversimplification of what it takes to be happy or to be having balance or to understand what it takes to become your greatest version of you that you want to be, because you have goals, and goals are amazing to work for, because if you don't have goals, you're gonna notice the monotony kicks in. You forget you need seasons in life, you need different weather, you need variety. But if you forget that, and now you just wanna kind of get rid of your scale because you're scared of it, and now you notice you feel so free, until you realize what happens with your freedom. You take advantage, you don't know how to moderate. So now you have made it, you're feeling free, you don't have to show up for your scale or for your fat loss ambition. But then what happens? You start eating like you never had a lean body ambition in the first place, because you start to justify a little bit more, and then you notice, not feeling as lean, and you're going backwards, and then it's harder to get motivated, and then the same vicious cycle, up, back, you get rid of the rebellion. The rebellion is when you don't know how to make it happen anymore, that you can't find the motivation, even though you understand what to do. It's just that block, you cannot do it, what do? And there you notice that you are not around a community that care about showing up strong. That you are not keeping up to be part of a community where your presence is seen and heard, and you are living it with other people who have similar goals or ambition or thoughts about how to live life to the fullest. So when you feel weak or discouraged and don't want to compare, or you're just mad at that life isn't the way, that diet and nutrition, you know, the one diet you want to be on for life is the one that you don't see an after diet life with. The diet that you don't see an end with. You don't have the project way of, I'm going to work for this until a refeed. You know, that there's no continuation, because you always sabotage. That is your routine. That you go work hard and then you sabotage overeating, and you think it shouldn't be that hard, and you live in the past thinking, well, I used to be able to get away. Yeah, that was then. Maybe. Or things maybe changed, or you just accumulated a lot of body fat that will take longer time for you to work it off before you can reward your so-called hard work. That has to precede your reward. And not to be happy or to just practice the eating. But if you want to achieve goals with your happy eating and leanness ambition, if it's not only about eating nutritiously and exercise, if you have body ambitions, you want to look or feel, you have an ideal or, you know, anything that is physique, bodybuilding, the way I talk about my training, that this is what I love to do. This is my passion. I'm signing up for my hard work. If that doesn't call your name, you just think it's like an idea that you saw somewhere that this sounds fun. And then you study the beast and you notice, oh, that's too much. Yeah. So find your little version, find your sweet spot, find your one level instead of thinking you have to do the whole, you know, everything. So that, again, takes practice and to be around where there is a coach, a trainer who leads you, to gives you what you need and not overwhelming you. But again, now you realize that you might listen to my podcast and you can relate to everything I hear and you feel that I'm reading your mind. So naturally you feel it's easier to talk to me, that, you know, so you want to listen and you want to talk to me and share your story, because your story I have never heard. That you all believe in general, I'm just saying 99% of everyone. I say that because I really want to make you hit, like, aha. That, unfortunately, reality is that no matter how much I wanted to help you all to listen to your story and then, you know, pretty much say, oh, I have the solution, I would never be able to do it, because I would die before I have even made any little dent. Because here's another thing I know. That even though I tell you and you understand and you now have the solution, it's going to change nothing. Because you're going to end up there too, noticing that you know, but now you don't want to do it. It's no different than anything else in life, that we want to do it, but we don't want to do it, right? We want to have it done, but we don't want to do it. So we resist to do what we do and we delay, and then we don't get anything done. That is the human mind, that you think what is wrong. That is the average, basic, not see through it. But I do, and that's why my patience with listening to what has not gone out of the way to find them education. When I know that you are not at all up to speed with what you think is what I do, what you think is fighter diet, what you think is refeed or diet depression or tsunami waves or kryptonite challenge or devil's advocate or that macros, why it's ridiculous to keep on, or why you don't want to see your own bullshit, why you keep on thinking you should be leaner but you're not, that you have not even realized that your calorie budget you think is an estimate, it's not at all your average, because you forget the peaks where you don't want to remember yourself. But I do, because I don't get away with it with my body, and I have higher ambitions than to just be average, so I show up for myself. So now when you notice that, oh, I don't have any friend who can listen to me or to understand, so I can have nobody to talk to, what options do I have? Well, that's when you realize you have to be in my FDA community, where I mass coach you, where you have access to my daily lessons. In a way, you don't have to pay up so much that you don't think it's worth it. So remember now, most people think it's more worth to have a daily coffee than to have a mindset coach who tells you you gotta keep pep talking yourself every day. That's the requirement. It's mandatory for you to show up for the lessons, because I cannot spoon feed you all the solutions you think is only for you. That is your ignorance, that you think that I have never heard how you struggle, how nobody could know this, and you feel so embarrassed. Like, no. I could list right now your whole story and you think, how could I see inside your mind? Because we're all much more similar. We have the same pattern. We come from the same culture. We have the same struggles. We have the same intention, the same goal, orientation. That's how similar people flock together, whatever it says, like birds of a feather flock together. I'm an eagle, so I don't hang with ducks. I was a duck. I can become a duck, but I want to be an eagle, because I want to observe and see, so I don't take part of being basic, average, keeping on trying to be more and never see that I'm just the same over and over and over, and I keep on telling the same story, so now I'm aiming it again, and everyone wants to keep doing it, and that's why I'm a loner. I have no time, no interest. I will die before I have talked to each person. Which for me, with my ambition on to actually make a big shift, I just don't have the time to invest in friends that just want to chit-chat. The friends who do not understand that the way to be a friend in my life is to invest in yourself with my coaching, with my client, with my challenge, with my training and my nutrition. That you buy in to have me around to care about you a little bit more than I can in a big group. Because I'm not a group person. I just lead the community. I'm not in there to do the support or need the support from me, because there we are different. I don't host a community for me to have my support. I host a community for you to have a place, a sanctuary, where you need to show up to practice with other people who are just as feeling unsure and have no confidence, just like everyone else, pretty much. So I have to raise all my women up as daughters, and I have to check the form check. And yeah, that has to be the mandatory show up to train with me, to see and take, you know, to want to learn and enjoy that they are clients who want to be more than to be ashamed about not knowing how to train properly, even though you've trained for years. Yeah, it's not a shame. It's more that you have to know holding on to that means you're very weak minded. So then your body's going to be it. You're going to be limited by your weak mind of not wanting to be honest or transparent or not want to show up for yourself in all the moments where you kind of want to crawl back and hope nobody remembers your name. That's the problem with me. I remember you, and you don't like me to do that, because you love to have a flaky relationship with me where you can come in and come out, and you know, when it fits you, you want to talk. When you're motivated, you do. So you always show up accountability when you're motivated. But then when you do need to talk to me, you run away like a little girl, because that's easy. But then you become that who you are, that you've always been, that you keep on being, and I cannot help you. Because then reality hits again, that the moment you're ready to face all your fears and to take ownership and become that person you know you could be if you cared enough, instead of just being cute or be appreciated by everyone else because you sign up for everyone else, and you wanna do everything, and you wanna do be everything, and you forget you never have time to simply be. You're always doing or thinking, so you never have space or like empty, that it's just peace and bliss. Never, because you're so busy. You forget busy isn't the same as being. So you're always doing until you just overtaxed. Because you don't even know how to limit yourself to people who give you energy. So you let everyone keep on coming into you. And then when you get too tired, then you want to ventilate. And there I go again. I don't have the time or the ear, because I want my own peace and quietness. I put out everything here to you so I can have my peace of mind, my tranquility, my meditation of emptiness and just quiet and calm and tranquility in my mind. The storm is not there. The fight, the constant battle between me, my demons, gone for a long time. And that's the best thing ever. Come, trust me. That's what I want you all to have. So when you are ready to do all this and you say, okay, I'm ready. That I know. It's not one time. You just believe. You just sabotage a little bit too much now. Now you're desperate. So you want to call me in because you need some police. And you forgot you never took the time to study who I am, because you never had time to listen. So you don't know what I'm about. You just have an idea, an image of this coach, this trainer that you've been following, and now it's your dream to talk to me. Now you realize that time flies and I live my life and I don't wait for anyone. And now you realize too that I have invested my whole life into my work, so I have all the time for myself, my own self-development, my own journey to do this for you, which means I have no time to take you in my life to listen to only you one-on-one, no matter how much you pay up. So you can't pay to have me around. So you see, now you come to that, oh man, what am I gonna do? Exactly. It's time for you to face reality for yourself. And if you want me around, know the limitations that you have to keep on showing up where I keep living my life with you, because I'm not coming to you. And you need to know who is bringing you the happiness. Are you or am I helping you find your own? So that's what it comes down to realizing that life is fast going by. You have dreams and goals. And if you're too strong-minded or too prideful to reach out for the only one who cares more than you want to at times, but you can't really even see that you're investing in shoes, designers, vacation, makeup, everything else, but not your love for yourself or your happiness, how can I help you? So again, Here's a fellow thing about small business and how you can invest in a small business and why I do that in my own clients, that I become the mindset that keeps my clients happy in the being small business women, executives, having careers, family, everything juggling, or a loner who doesn't know how to feel good, comfortable, confident. All these functions I serve as a mother, as a friend, a supporter, your police, but I'm not at all about telling you how to stay strong in your little diet, because it's not going to make any difference anyway, because that's what every other coach would tell you, and that's also why I say, no, I don't have a coach certification. Who the heck could tell me how to coach about what nobody can figure it out, but I did, right? How to love fitness life, the build and burn. How to truly understand the secret of life is to know how to enjoy it. To fall in love with it so you don't fall off. And that should be so easy, right? Well, it's a numbers game. You have to keep on dating and dating and dating until you find the one who understands you. And you can then commit. Because I invest in my own marriage to myself the way you invest in everything else that can tell you that you're cute, that you're good, that you're nice, if it's your mother, your spouse, or everyone on social media, but yourself, because you don't care about your own opinion. That's the big problem. That's what I'm trying to change by pretty much just reconditioning your mind so you can have the body and the balance and having good life quality. So yeah, it's gonna take the investment from yourself, and that's why I say there are two options to work with me to have me around. Be in the FD8 and don't flake away when you want to try it out your way, because you never come back happier. And that's not me having a stuck, you know, some kind of arrogance here. It's just reality. Look at yourself, compare your track record to what I do. Because I invest all myself into this, into you. And so if you wonder why I can't sit and listen, or why I'm not answering every message, why, you know, and then you tell me a quick question and that takes me 5 minutes. If that's 10 people, that's 50 minutes. You see, time flies. I cannot do it. Calculate together and you notice it's like a calorie budget. It doesn't make sense. That's why I urge you to realize, invest in yourself and then learn to listen and pay attention to what I say instead of just listening to your own copy. Because I don't have time or interest to listen to my own bullshit. So when I read yours, even though I love you, I love you, and I know you can't even hear it because you're gonna be butthurt that I cannot read a book about you every day to just see my own copy story, pretty much. That it's my intolerance to basic humans, because I don't want to be one, because I was raised, or I was one by birth, and I wanted to be my best. So that's why, knowing that you become an average of the people you listen to, I cannot listen to average, because I don't want to be part of it. So that's what I mean. Eagles versus ducks. Who do you want to be, and are you really sure? Because it's gonna require you to actually fight for it. That's why it's called fighter diet, and that's the only diet to be on for life. Definitely for me, and I want it that way. So just, yeah, I love my diet. I want to be on it for life. I love it. I know how to keep it up. I have my best self relationship my whole life. There's nobody I need. I have everything I need. All I love, I do, and that's my work for you. But it's time for you to just know my limitation. You cannot have me around just because you can pay up. And even if you pay up, I cannot be there at your way you think. Life is short, and I have too much work I want to do, plus myself. So now you know how to self-invest, how to limit. Don't go out and be there for everyone who doesn't even realize that if they don't invest in you back, they just think you're a friend who doesn't even, you know, need support. They are eating you up. That is parasite living. When you think friends should be for free, or parents or families just there, that you don't have to do your part. That's why you who invest in my work are my friends. And I don't have regular friends because I don't have time to update. So when they come and they, hey, what's going on? I'm like, you see my social media. If you don't keep up, I don't have time. That's how I feel, like I don't have time to talk. So that's why I never commit to anyone, love, relationship again, but for myself. Because my biggest love story is all you, my work, for the world I do. Now I'm going back to my meditation yoga nidra for 4 hours, number two. I did 2 hours this morning. I do this every weekend and I love it. So go meditate on this, then try to actually focus on your breath and do your APG. That's all I ask for. You know, you've seen it here. And now I've copied and talked the same over. So I'm so tired of my same repetitive pattern over and over and over. And there's billions of people in the world. So yeah, let's be quiet. All my love to you guys. Go and sign up 58 Strong. Early bird ends March 31st. Go and add up my April VIP coaching. You pay up in Venmo or Fighter Diet, PayPal. So it's at Pauline O'Dean, $150 for April. That doesn't get you in 58 Strong. It gives you early access to all my new challenge starting April 1. And now I have another thing up my sleeve. I realize I can iCloud link things and lessons to my students in the group and also in the messenger coaching. So I can now send workouts of the day to you straight to your message when you're in with me. Pretty cool, huh? So everything's to keep on evolving. I refuse to stay the same. I don't live in the past. I don't live in the future. I live today with all my love in my heart for passion for what I do. And I believe in myself that I'm going to make it to be the way I want because I have it already. I just want to keep up and building it up. So thank you for all the referrals. Thank you for spreading it around. Because if you hold on to me like a secret, the secret's going to get out. You cannot have me exclusively. There's nobody who can have an owner right on me. Only I do this for me. And I have to be like that or I'm always going to be limited. So thank you for understanding. And again, if you want me around for a little bit more to see what I can do for your happiness, to keep me around and you want to show up, time to try. 1 month, April 1, DFIT to REFIT starts then in Muscle Strength 2, and you have me as your coach. Try that out. What is it like to have me in your corner? See what happens when you actually have someone who checks in on you. I know you've been thinking and dreaming about it, but that's just kind of, again, dreaming. But when it comes real, you realize, be careful what you wish for, because it comes true with me.